Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, it's the second show coming back on Thursday, October 1st. Wow. Is it really October 1st? Where did the time go? 2015, it just started and seems like it's ending. Yeah, well, not for me. Does it really feel like that? If that feels like that for you, you haven't done enough. Gee, you just haven't done enough this year. I mean, come on, man. It's been a wild year. It's been an unbelievable year. We brought our baby home from the hospital March 26th of this year after 221 days. Our miracle baby born October 17th of last August, August 17th. I put myself back, wow, I think about October of last year, and I don't know if you're on Facebook, you get the On This Day app, and it shows you a year ago what was going on your Facebook page, what you were posting, and 2 years and 3 years and for however long, mine goes back to 2008 on this day, you know, October 1st, and it's posted today. On this day, our daughter, our baby Susan, had to be re-intubated, had to have the ventilator pushed back down her throat, down by near her lungs to get air to her lungs. And it was such an up and down and up and down process. And I remember, you know, we would be up one day and then, you know, she'd have another down day. And then we'd be up and then she'd have another down day. And it was this roller coaster ride. And it can really play with your emotions. I think about on this day, and not just with baby Susan, but at any point over the last 10 to 20 years, what was I doing in October of, you know, 1999? I was in a corporate job, in sales, slinging Yellow Page ads, internet ads for Cincinnati Bell Telephone here, and prior to that up in New York for Buffalo for the 9X Yellow Pages. Those of you old enough to remember that part of the country, but you know, I always think about how much has my life changed? How much has your life changed in the last 10 years? On this day, what were you doing on this day last year? Where were you? What were you doing? What were you thinking about? Were you thinking about what was going on towards the end of 2014? Was there a major issue, a major problem that you needed to solve at that particular point in your life? Maybe it was the greatest period of your life. Maybe you got engaged, maybe you got married, maybe you had a huge payday, whether you're in sales or your website or your business or something along those lines. Maybe October is traditionally a challenging month in your business. Why is that? There's trends. I mean, there's things that you can look at. For me, on this day of last year, it was all about our baby. It was just taking one more breath. And it was for us, my wife, Angela, and I, trying to find one more breath in our own life that we could just, wow. I mean, we got millions of dollars in hospital bills we're looking at now. Sam still has to travel and speak. We still got three girls that we need to get in school every single day. We'd drive them to school every day in the afternoon. We would pick the girls up. And it was so, we were so laser focused. I mean, we had such tunnel vision that all we wanted to do was take care of our kids at that particular time. And, you know, we would pray a lot. Our faith was very strong in a sense that you don't really worry about stuff that you can't control. There's something really liberating about that. Like when you just let go of stuff that you have, and I mean no control. We have no control over our daughter's, you know, medical treatment. There's just, we can make decisions on based on what the doctors tell us, you know, do you want us to be aggressive? Do you want us to take chances? And we would always say yes. I mean, we had a very aggressive neonatal doctor and very aggressive staff who would say, hey, let's push the envelope with her a little bit. Let's do this. You know, let's do that. And I remember having to make these decisions. Like, hey, this is out of our control. If you're telling me that there's a chance that this can move her along faster towards her development, towards the healing of her lungs, then let's do it. And I remember on this day, last year, October 1st of 2014, we still didn't know if our daughter would live. It wasn't a situation where, you know, we were out of the woods just yet. So we were still wondering, will Susan actually live? And to see her now, I mean, all over the place. She's not quite crawling, but we got these hardwood floors, and she's doing like army crawls. Like, she moves her legs are kind of dead behind her. They certainly can move. She just hadn't learned how to crawl yet. And she's moving all over the hardwood like a mermaid, man, just sliding her back legs behind her. And it's really awesome to see. And it's really awesome to see what a difference a year makes. And maybe on this day right now, October 1st of 2015, maybe you're not in a place that you really want to be. Maybe you are not hitting on all cylinders. That's okay. That can change as soon as you change your mind. As soon as you change and say, all right, today, you got to get something, though, that gets you excited. Okay? Like for me, whenever I'm in a funk, and yes, we all get in funks, and anybody who tells you they don't get in a funk, please run the other way. Unsubscribe from their list. Don't buy the product. Just get as fast away from those people as possible because they're lying. You know what? They're the most depressed people out there. I don't worry about people who say I have ups and downs. Great, we all do. You know who I worry about? The people that, I never have a bad day. No, I just never have a bad day. You're so depressed. You're on 25 antidepressants sucking down coffee by the gallon. What are you kidding me? Never have a bad day. Get that crap out of here, man. We all have ups and downs. The key is not to stay down for too long because you're way better when you're up. But how to get back up on your game when you're not feeling exactly 100%. Maybe it's raining outside and, you know, weather has a lot to do with how people feel. That's why most of the Prozac sales are in the northeast part of the United States. A buddy of mine used to sell Prozac, and he would have an unfair advantage because he lived in Pennsylvania where it was dark and gloomy between November and April, and his Prozac sales shot through the roof as opposed to somebody who was a pharmaceutical rep selling it in Arizona. Just a fact. You know, you're a Prozac salesman in the Northeast, you're going on the award trip. Plain and simple. Weather has a lot to do with people's attitude. So what do you do? How do you get out of that? Well, you do something. Let me tell you what I do. When I want to snap myself out, I pick up a microphone, snap myself out of this. I pick up the mic or I hit the Periscope app or I shoot a video because I need that immediately changes my state. When I was in sales, I used to have a mirror. When I was in telephone sales, I had a mirror that was in my cubicle. And whenever it was called dialing and smiling for a reason, because your attitude comes across on the telephone based on what you're looking at in the mirror. So you can't look at yourself in the mirror unless you just a weirdo and be all mopey dopey. Oh, this sucks. Look at myself in the mirror. Blah. No, you're smiling and you're looking good. And you see yourself in the mirror and you're on a telephone. And guess what, guys? It's come through on the telephone. You know? So if you want to change your state right now, do what it is to get you going. Maybe it's recording. Maybe you're shooting the video. Maybe you're doing an audio. Maybe it's going to grab a cup of coffee. Okay? Maybe it's meeting somebody. Maybe it's going to the gym. You got to change your state, man. You got to change it fast. It's okay to be down. We all get down. We're human beings, okay? We have emotions, and the emotions is what kind of tells us what's going on in this day, because believe it or not, stuff that happens really doesn't have any meaning in your life. Somebody cuts you off in traffic, there's no emotion there except from the meaning that you give it. You can go one of two ways. Look at that asshole, I'm going to kill that brain, give that brain. Or be like, hey, I mean, you know what? I'm going to slow way down and let him or her get way going. I don't even want to see that car the rest of the day. And I'm not even going to let that come into my life. I've done both. There's been times where I got to get someplace and I'm a maniac. I'm that guy. I'm not road rage. I'm going to follow you back to your home and kill you guy. But I'm that. You're not cutting me off. Oh, God, I can't believe you did that. And I'll do that and it'll completely ruin the next 5 hours of my day. And I'll think about it. I'll dwell on it. I'll imagine, you know, inflicting harm to the individual in their car. And then I move on. And then there'll be times where I'm just out for literally to grab, I go to Dunkin' Donuts or I'll go to one that's up the road 10 miles and I'll just be driving literally on a Sunday morning at 7:30 and some guy late for the golf course comes flying, and I mean out of nowhere, scares the living you know what out of me and then zing, zing, and cuts back and goes around me and cuts in front of me and zooms away. I'm like, hey man, happy Sunday to you, champion. And just keep on sipping my coffee and I that guy's out of my mind faster than you can say Saturday, okay? So there's a couple of, nothing really has meaning except the meaning that you give it. But where were you on this day last year? And then fast forward 1 year from now, what are you going to say about October 1st, 2015? Are you going to say, that was a really productive day for me? Wow, that helped launch the last 3 months of 2015 and really set me up for an amazing 2016. Wow. Yeah, October 2015, I remember, man. I remember. put something on Facebook so when next year at this time comes up, you'll see what you were doing. And look, if you're just snapping a selfie like you did every other damn day of 2015, and on this day could have been on this year, because if every day is, it's like Groundhog Day. How many people you know on Facebook? Here's another selfie of me. Mm-mm, click, click. Hey, I'm at the beach. Hey, I'm in my living room. Hey, I'm back at the beach. Hey, I'm in my kitchen. Woo, it's what I had for dinner. Hey, look at my kids. Hey, we're all smiling. Hey, it's fake. Okay? Don't be that person. Okay? Make sure on this day, when it pops up on your Facebook feed next year, that it's something memorable that you can look back and say, wow, holy cow, that was a memorable day. Like for me, it's going to be, I know I recorded that podcast called If It Weren't for Christians, Christianity Would Be Pretty Cool. that's going to get a lot of plays today and throughout the course of the rest of the year. And I'll remember on this day, that particular podcast. I'll remember this podcast. I'll remember that it was the day I got into my members area and launched the 6 Days of Saturday 2.0 program. The first audio is going to be in there by the end of the day today. There's going to be a lot of other monumental things that happen. My wife and I are now trying, as I mentioned earlier, we're recommitted. It's not only making this out to be like, you know, we were divorced, but we're really committed to spicing up our marriage and making it just the most amazing relationship, one, under God. That's our faith. That's what we want to do, becoming one under God. And we want to just, we want to date again, man. We want everything fresh and new. That's just our commitment right now. And I'm going to see on this day a lot of the cool stuff that my wife and I were doing together. I mean, my wife wants to do fantasy football now. I haven't done fantasy football in like 15 years. Hey, can we get a fantasy football team? Sure. We're finding movies on or shows that we want to watch Netflix together. My wife has never even watched Netflix. I haven't seen it. I binged out on 24 and Dexter and a couple other ones, but we're going to find Netflix movies now and TV shows that we're going to watch just so we can get away from it all. We're reading the 5 love languages. So on this day, I'm going to look back and think this was the day that my wife and I figured out the series that we're watching on Netflix, and we made the decision we're going to date, you know, every night, 8:30 after Susan goes to bed, and watch something. So I want to make it meaningful, not just for business and money. That's nice. It's always nice to drive revenue. But remember, success without significance is failure. So make sure on this day next year, you got something to look back on. And speaking about on this day, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.